Mr. Bad Weekend fucking podcasterino. We need to put that fucking music on too. Shit. Wait, no, I'm the Heyoka King. Yeah, this is the Heyoka King podcast. Uh-oh. We need the fucking stupid music on. I am not prepared to fuck. There you go. Bim, 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 bim. Turn the music. Do what you need to do with it. Woohoo! It's all about fucking rhythm and flow and patterns and posture and being in sync and shit. See, it's so fucking simple to come up with syllables that sound like the last word. Oh, wow. We said sweet, and now we're saying petite. When I look at your eyes, I can't help but realize. Oh, shit. They don't fucking understand that I understand so much that they don't get it. And I do. They see it on their fucking head and spins them around. I just want to be a normal fucker. I want to be a normal fucker so bad, but it's not possible. I tell them, I say, you're not the one of a fucking podcast. Talks about spiritual shit. You're the one that has to fucking talk loud at school and work. Everyone look at you like, look at me, I'm the big bird with a wounded wing. Meanwhile, here I come, fly down silently. Land upon the ground with my talons perched. They say, yo, what's up? You guys like bass guitar? Shit. I tell them, man, you just gotta fucking chill sometimes. Right now, they need to understand that I'm so fucking chill. And I know they're never fucking chill. I go to this fucking school. Everyone there is just a fucking poser, and they just want to fucking be defensive constantly. They wear it on the outside. I'm fucking naked right now doing this podcast. Doesn't matter. Ugh. And it's just like, what are we, fucking middle schoolers, man? Why are we fucking going back and forth? Why are you trying to make me have blamehood in your fucking wordplay? You just tried to insult me, and I didn't like it. So then you tried to make it my fault that I didn't like it? That didn't make no fucking sense. You're just an asshole. You're just a bitch. I love you, but fuck you. An asshole. I'm way more fun than you. Girls look at me and say, yo, you're at least, girls and guys, they both look at me and say, that guy's fucking handsome. I bet he's fucking wild. I'm like, you don't even know. I've done fucking everything you can do. There's probably more you can do, but I've done a lot. I've been a criminal by choice, sold the drugs and all that, tried to be the bad boy, tried to be the groovy boy, the hippie boy, the punker, the goth. Industrial guy. At some point, you just have to take a piss. And that's it. As the English fucking say, you gotta take the fucking piss. Because you're lying to yourself, man. You're fucking lying to yourself. You say, what is this whole fucking thing trying to fit in this whole scheme of people that are so desperate to cling to their social media fucking post? Man, this guy that I don't like at school is mean to me. Is he?
Oh, no. He doesn't want to be my fucking boyfriend after I've known him for 1 week. Let's make a post about it on Instagram and try to get fucking pity likes.
No way, man. I'd rather just sit there and try to get my muscles to at least feel balanced so I don't fucking feel and balance on one fucking side, you know? I've been in some fucking car wrecks and shit. I am in a durable beast. I'm like that fucking bear that got fucking hit by 8 trains. And I'm just moving around still. I can't even tell. Obviously, the yellow means it's picking up my voice. I try to fucking get along with these people, man. These people are fucking so scared to have fun. I approach them and I can't even fucking be like, light my lighter on something for them, like a wick. Wick it off on like a piece of straw or something, catch that aflame, then hand it to them. And it's fucking too intense. And I scared the people because they went to high school and they fucking went to, now they're in college. Or they went to high school, they're in college, and they have a job. There's the people I meet. I meet people that like listening to The Cure. I'm like, dude, Robert Smith fucking reposted my song once on one of my fucking Twitters or something. I don't know. They're all fucking hacked at some point. But the whole point, man, is, yeah, you can just fucking hang out. But you can try to feel like you're doing something. These people don't fucking do anything. They just sit there and fucking hate themselves. And, you know, I love everybody. I want to try to fucking be their friend. But you can't when they fucking have their walls up and shit. You can't fucking, they're like just scared little animals. And I'm trying to approach them with the tools of God. And I'm like, what's up? Can I compliment your fucking painting there? Oh, no, you're going to get scared. Hey, man, I like that music, too. Oh, no, this dude wants to fuck me. I'm like, no, dude, I'm also a dude. I'm straight. I'm just being friendly. Just being a good guy. No, you want to rape me. No, man, that's what it is. I have super energy. No way, man. You don't understand. I like the Smiths, too. We're like brothers. Yeah. I know, man. We are like brothers. I say to the beautiful girl, I say, beautiful lady. Don't you understand? I just want to be fucking fun. I want to be fun. I want to be fucking silly. And I'd have some fucking clown want to fucking talk over me and go, meh, meh. Look at me. My light's fading and stressed out because of it. And then I say to them, I say, stop fucking, get out of my fucking way. I'm talking to the beautiful lady. Let me. I'm fucking young. You're not. Let me do my shit. Stop being the senior that hits on freshmen times 10. Let me do some shit that is reasonably in my fucking age gap. Holy shit, man. Holy fuck. You are wild. You need to be so fucking loud. I love you. But you need to be so fucking loud for no reason, man. I get it. You had a job. You worked on the cruise ships. Fuck yeah. I tell him, I say, listen, all you have to do is fucking enjoy your life. It's been fucking 8 minutes. I tell him, I say, you get too fucking burnt out over all the bullshit that goes on. You forget that talking requires energy too. Meanwhile, I just dropped like 2 hours ago. But I did it during the fucking daylight. Shit, you do it at night into the day. You don't do it in the day into the night, because then it gets evil. You don't want to be evil. You want to look at fucking birds, see plants and shit. I like to be hydrated. I tell them I don't like to drink that soda pop. I don't want to drink no fucking soda pop. Don't scare me. I can drive well. I was so scared I couldn't fucking drive a car for 5 years. Use your foot on the pedal when you want to give it gas. Hold it there. Uh-oh, someone's kind of getting close to you. Let off the gas a little bit. Or tap a brake, maybe. Some people just fucking hammer their fucking brakes. I'm out there in the road. I see the fucking spatial differences in quantum computing between me and other drivers. And you know what? My apartment's too fucking cold. I gotta turn this heat up. Problem is, I always gotta fucking cool my body down. A million jillion degrees all times. Hot to the touch. I'm not a fucking corpse. And that's why I keep lying to myself. I keep wanting to idolize the idea that I'm a corpse. That's being resurrected in some sense of phoenix glory. I tell him, I say, nah, man, some shit just happened, and I had to wait. But you have to make it some spiritual bullshit. You can't give them the same fucking answer multiple months, years in a row, because they're just like, fuck you. I can't use you. We can't have fun together. If we can't ride horses and cavalry together, what's the fucking point, they say. I look at them, I say, I can be your fucking brother, but you just want me to... You're going to get butthurt over driving fucking 30 minutes to hang out with your fucking chum? What kind of boy would I be otherwise? I got girls that just want to hang out with me because I can make them laugh. And they fucking text me. It's fucking 8 years out of the blue. They'll hit you up. Because you're the fucking fun guy. That can smile and likes, actually knows things. Knows how to seep into the world. You're not concerned about the exterior bullshit. Biggest thing is I just have problems trying to feel comfortable with the fact that a lot of people are uncomfortable around me. But not because of me. I just exist in an uncomfortable world. And I'm trying to comfort people, but they're so scared they don't know how to take it. Ooh, I just feel like if I stretched long enough, I could solve all my fucking issues. Ugh. I tell them, I say, it feels fucking good to just move, man. Nobody wants me on their ass. You know what happens if you sit on a memory foam mattress when your body's fucked up? Memory foam fucks up. Congeals the fucked up body. You stretch and shit? Ugh. Oh, it all just pops. Ugh, it feels warm. Your body's just like, whoa. I tell him, I say... I do everything I can to try to be in a good mood, man. I really try to not fucking overstep my boundaries with people. Try not to hurt their fucking feelings, but they're fragile. And I'm sharp. I'm from Massachusetts. I tell them, this is what the name of this episode will be, The Real Heyoka King. Because this is me doing the Grateful Dead LSD. I'm allowed to say that I'm the real, he's bad ever. His podcast, he's had for multiple years. He takes off because it's $9.99 a month. He does it for free. He chooses to keep doing it because he likes it. Sees those numbers bump up. People say, hey, you only got 40 episodes. You got over 1,000 fucking views. That's a good ratio. I'm like, yeah, man. Might be saying some wacky shit. They don't say nothing. They just fucking all have the same monologue and crap. I've been coming up with this stuff because I'd be evaluating to be the circumstances at hand. I mean, like, everybody, the problem is I was born of the dud. Everybody else idolizes the time I was born in. So they are getting into the shit I know. And that's the bummer. Because they'll never be able to understand that I'm not that cool, I don't think. They're just not very comfortable. Ugh. Oh, God, it feels better to stretch than anything else. Oh, I can understand it now. Some people want to fucking dance. That's the devil. What you need to do is find symmetry. Movement. balance. Because if I can't do the same thing with my right hand and the left hand at the same time, right arm, left leg, right leg, then I'm a dying animal. And so I don't want to be fucking dead, and I don't want you to be dead around me. Neither of us should feel fucking dead, man. I tell these girls, I say, yeah, I fucking did kickboxing. I don't know how else. I'm not trying to sound tough. I just did kickboxing. I have core strength. I'm not trying to flaunt it. Yeah, I did boxing when I was in middle school and kickboxing in high school. You know why? Because they offered it to me, and I said, why not? It's better than sitting on my ass. I could have been big into Grand Theft Auto Online. I don't fucking know any of the missions or none of that shit on that Grand Theft Auto. I'd be fucking going outside. I ride a real BMX bike. I got some dude walking up to me like, you $450 for a bike. I'm like, dude, I have a bike. I have a bike and a car, and I can walk. What the fuck are you trying to sell me out of $400 for a bike that's probably only $150? Get the fuck out of here. I'm just trying to say, you want to do your fucking drugs and sit and die. But I need to fucking calm down. I need to be frozen in time. I need to be locked away. Because I'm scared, man. I'm scared that I'm just that animal out there. And that animal out there that this world is just designed to only handle people. I mean, I can't even fucking be on social media because you can't say stupid. You can't say stupid or dumb or retarded or nothing. And every single week it gets worse. He's asking to tell me I can't say it. Now, you just rethink your comments and shit. I don't want to rethink nothing. It becomes poetic to talk about the anti-poetics of that shit. That at 6:45 in the morning, I don't know if I want to fucking get dressed and go for a walk or if I want to fucking sit inside and fucking sulk in the dark. It's a duality. But I know some people, it just feels like their life's fucking scripted them and scripted them from what other people write. They're waiting for that like from that certain someone on their fucking post that they made for attention. And I just say some funny shit. I'll go out there and just be that guy that's going out. I'm like, everybody around me is so entailed to trying to upvote and heart react and comment on each other in real life. They forgot how to fucking talk. And that's the biggest problem, man. I can't just fucking talk to people at this level. I can't be calm with them because there's always some loud asshole that's insecure about himself right next to me. Or some emo bitch. And sometimes you just want to be in a good mood, but you can't be in a good mood because you got to be patient with other people, with companies that are doing the jobs in between the jobs that you could get done in 5 fucking seconds. That's what I feel like. There's too much fucking middleman. There's too much third-party bullshit. Nothing's direct no more. Everyone says be direct, but they don't do it. I can be as direct as possible when I say some people fucking suck and they don't want to improve and they'll make you feel bad about it. I tell them, I say, you know, sometimes I scratch my balls and I sniff them. Sometimes my pits stink, so I take a fucking shower. I want to have money. I don't want to fucking die. And you know, sometimes it's fun to have sex, I tell them. You can say, a beautiful girl can be anything you want her to be. Unless you're, whatever it is, whatever fucking it is for you. Say, she could be some fucking shit that's some temporary fun fast food snack, even if she's really attractive, or she could be something that you go on little adventures with. I'm the latter dude. I like going on little adventures and shit. I'm not saying marry me. I'm not saying going being fucking We're a thing.
But if you want to have fucking fun, you want to have fun that's real, I don't know how to fucking do all that fake phony shit that's presented on the Instagrams. I know how to fucking be human. And that's the problem. So I don't feel like anybody around us knows how to be human anymore.
I say, listen up, I can come up with lyrics real easily. You just take a 4-bar.
Like this. Then you say some more shit. Those things rhymed. Hell yeah, that was really sweet. It's just stupid shit like that. Like, look at this tempo. I can't tell you off the fucking bat what it is. Say like 102. Why not? But it does feel better to fucking move than it does to sit. Tell them that much. See, they want to fucking sit and they want to stress out. Now their whole body's chemicals eat at each other. I want to drink water and be happy. And you know, so much if I'm fucking loud. At least I'm not fucking dead inside, man. At least I'm not fucking dead inside. Ooh. I'm showing enthusiasm in the moment, being, oh, this is what I like. I'm being open with you. I'm a powerful fucker. My voice isn't on naturally on 2. In fact, some people's ears aren't fucking made for this because this is old hardware versus new hardware. You guys are delicate. I was made at a time where they could handle more.
See, listen. I punch bad guys. I kick them. I do the things. I take the knives from them. I take the guns from them. You want to put a gun in my head? You can only say the same thing fucking 2 or 3 times before I start to realize. Am I stupid? And then if you say it 2 or 3 more times, I got to accept that I'm stupid and just take the fucking thing from you. Because if you're going to try to scare me with something, and you couldn't think of like any more lines, you could either shot me or stab me at that point. But here we are 5 minutes in, and you're just sitting there telling me I'm breathing too loud. I tell you, there's some fucking beautiful birds in this fucking Florida. All kinds of beautiful shit out there. I don't know what the temperature is going to be. We're going to check.
It's going to be beautiful, probably. And then it's going to rain at like 3 o'clock.
Temperature, Orlando. Excessive heat, huh? Hell yeah. It's saying it's going to be the hottest 77 degrees you felt all fucking year. It's not that bad. Right. I know I can look at it basically, but I can't. Technologist. Today is Saturday. It is almost 7 a.m. It's going to be getting. The highest it's going to get is fucking 90 degrees, and they're saying excessive heat. That does not sound that bad. It was 112 degrees last week. These guys don't fucking understand what hot is. They're all over the place. Well, then it's going to rain. You know what I got to do? I got to do fucking school assignments. I got to look at birds and shit and understand that there's more about life. And then I got to do some fucking school assignments. Tell me how to fucking put props together. Just take this thing and that thing, put it in the background. I'm so sick of it. It's so easy. It makes me fucking want to die. But I can't die. You can't kill me. I can't kill myself. I haven't been killed. Sometimes it's misery. And sometimes it's art. I tell him, I say, if you can't understand what that is, looking me in the fucking soul, you don't know how to look at souls. You just know how to see if I'm a little weird or not. But you guys choke up on your words, and I already thought of the whole fucking sentence, the whole book. I don't want to be a fucking enemy of anybody. I like to swear too. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I smoke cigarettes because they help you get the fucking excess shit out. Yeah, it's terrible for you. But sometimes you gotta fucking exhale more than you gotta get rid of the water too. Sometimes you're so overabundance with everything. Sometimes you just never have enough. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just try to have a fucking good time, I tell them. I say, this is the Heyoka King podcast. I'm the fucking Heyoka King because my last name's King, and I'm a fucking Heyoka. That's what it is. That's fucking what it is. That's how I make music. It's Bad Weekend. I'm not a fan. I love shit. You know, there's stuff that I like. But I'm not a worshipper fan. You know, I'm not that class. And I won't be your fucking worship fan either. Some assholes are just like, you, why does my back hurt all the time? Because you never fucking move, man. You move, you smoke cigarettes, and you drink. If you smoke and you drink and you don't move, you got a shit ton of inflammation. If you get stressed out, out of the top, you're just making yourself your own enemy. But once again, I don't think fucking 90 degrees. That's that 4 o'clock. That's the heat of the fucking the fucking tip of the iceberg, if you ask me. I always say 4. And that's only 90 degrees today. I don't know. Maybe humidity comes into a factor, but I know that if I don't piss, I don't piss. But if I don't stretch, I don't stretch. If I don't see the sun, I don't see the sun. But some of those things are fucking good to do. They're more often than we fucking think, and sometimes less often than we think. Say I'm a strong dude. Oh. Oh, shit. Ow. I mean, the ability to just clench my fist side to side and just as hard as I can just pops everything out. It hurts. Oh, shit. Ow. But if you know how to do it, you get done. That's how I said. The reason why I do that thing in my hands, I go bam, bam. So I can generate adrenaline without generating cortisol. So people can only do both of them. But I can do just adrenaline on command. And that's that. It's like a fucking car. Bam! Bam! And I model that all off of fucking Nero from Devil May Cry 4. I didn't even play that game that deeply. I couldn't get past Mission 6, but I thought, this dude's fucking cool. Look at that. He can reach out in distance, grab people, slam them on the ground. And he's a demon that fights demons. Yeah, that's just an angel. You're just trying to make it sound cool, Capcom. That's too fucking based. That's all I say. If my persona is that I'm just fucking fun, then it is what it is. I'm a good fucking character. I'm the Heyoka King. I was blessed with having a cool first name, and I was blessed with having a cool last name. And now, to come find out that writer Michael Anthony King sounds pretty fucking cool as a whole fucking thing right there. I got two middle names, I tell them. I'm from Massachusetts.
They say, what's up? I'm from Utah. I'm a cowgirl, I think.
I'm like, I'm from the state with the highest fucking IQ. But it's also the most expensive state. Because I'm fucking expensive. And yeah, Bad Weekend Productions for all that shit.